More of the Coach's Show coming at you as we head on out to Liberty High School and visit with head coach Liberty Eagles, Brock Konecki. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Here we are, week four. Time flies.
It's moving right along.
Yeah, and your Eagles, you're 3-0. Congratulations on that. Got a nice conference win this past Friday night against the Thayer Bobcats. And to date, probably your most complete game so far this year?
Yeah. Played well in all phases of the game. Our offense clicked, our defense played well, and our special teams played really well.
Yeah, special teams. I mean, you scored on every facet. You know, you scored on defense. Your defense, actually, how many points has your defense scored now?
A couple.
Yeah. That's a good
score. A couple.
That's a good thing. But more so is just, you know, it seems like timing right now, you know, is really starting to come together as well on offense.
Yeah. You know, the more we play and the more we're together, the better our timing gets for our offense. That's kind of part of our spread offense. It takes time to make everything flow, you know, the way it needs to in order for the timing to be correct. And there's just no way around it.
Yeah, and, you know, time is a great thing. And these first 3 weeks, you know, you've been able to kind of get looks at other players, you know. I mean, you've got to see some twos, get some extended playing time. You know, you've been able to rotate a lot of players in and out on the D-line. And I know that was kind of your plan as it's been over years past. But are you starting to see some pretty solid depth being created?
Yeah. I've always liked to try to platoon as much as possible in order to give kids a break. You know, being in a small school, Ironman football is common in this area. But I feel like if I can give those players a break, you know, throughout the game, may not be, you know, two plays here, three plays here, but come third quarter, fourth quarter, they're just a lot fresher, and they have the legs underneath them, you know, and they're able to, you know, do what they're supposed to do.
Well, you told me one time several years ago that when you have depth, when, you know, on your D-line, when you see something going on out there, it's so much better to be able to just platoon a guy. That way you can take that lineman or whatever player it is and be able to coach him up while the game's in process instead of taking a timeout and, you know, kind of changing the momentum.
Yeah. Usually in, you know, the team that adjusts faster, nine times out of 10 has a lot better chance of winning.
Yes.
Because, you know, every week we play a quality opponent with a quality coach standing over there that can make adjustments just like we do. And so it's very important to us to be able to, you know, make those adjustments. And it's very hard to do whenever you can't speak to a kid. You know, we don't have helmets with microphones in them, you know, like the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to pull them out. And most of the time, it's not a great big adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, it's small things, but those small things, you know, add up into big things.
Well, tonight, headed to a very difficult place to win, the Hill and Ava, and the Ava Bears coming off a really nice win over the Mountain Grove Panthers at the Hill last Friday night. I've watched the game, and, you know, look, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And you know, that's just giving respect to the Ava Bears. they lost a key component with, you know, Hunter Adams was a special, special player. There's no doubt. But with that being said, you know, they still got a lot of really good players on that football team, don't they?
Yeah, they're, you know, they have a really quality program. And it's been built over the long haul. And they have a scheme in place. And their players understand their scheme and they're bought into the scheme. And their community backs their team. And they put out quality players year in, year out. They're very physical up front. They've got very good linemen. Their backs are big, they're strong, they're fast. They play a very physical brand of football.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they've got number 5 is a really good running back, and 22 and 25 is kind of the fullback, 34, and also you'll see number 1 as well. I mean, and it's option football, that flex bone from the defensive side, you know, your guys, they're going to have to play really disciplined, aren't they?
Yeah, you have to play assignment football. You can't just be going in there blind. You have to do your job and let your other brother do his job. And sometimes that's still not enough. You know, what the option does is it creates one-on-one play.
Mm-hmm.
And so as coaches, you know, we're trying to scheme to where it's not just one-on-one, but at the end of the day, players have to make plays whenever you're playing the option attack.
What part of a defense with an option offense like this usually has the highest amount of stress on them? Is it the line, or is it the linebackers?
In my scheme, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be either or. We always like to say that linebackers, you know, are the core of your defense, but that's not always the case, because your defensive linemen generally control your line of scrimmage, and it really doesn't make any difference whether it's middle school or high school or collegiate or the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The team that controls the line of scrimmage has the best chance to win.
Well, and with them too, with this flexbone offense, do you need to give their quarterback different looks so he doesn't go, okay, if they're, you know, they're, I mean, does it, because I've noticed in years past, you mix things up, you know, you give different looks out there from time to time.
We do try to give different looks and different fronts and different stunts. You know, a lot of times whenever you're playing any offense for that matter, it's personnel driven. So, you know, anytime you're trying to play the flex bone, it always starts in the middle. You know, you have to stop the fullback, and then it just starts working out wider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get your fullback, and then they'll run the veer, and then they'll run the counter, and then they'll run the sweep. It's kind of a progression.
Well, and now Ava defensively, you know, for Liberty's offense, they're pretty solid defensively as well.
Their defense is very good.
Yes.
They're very fast. They're very physical. They're big up front, and they're very strong. Their linebackers are extremely good. 56, number 44.
Mm-hmm.
The Mahan kid is a very good football player, and they create pressure, and they run a defense that's unlike what we see the rest of the year, really. It's a different style of defense, and they run it very well. Their safety runs downhill really well. Their D-backs can cover. It's always a battle when we play Ava.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but like the last few years, Liberty has scored more points on Ava than anyone.
Well, let's not jinx ourselves.
Well, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, it always comes down to players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and players make plays. Coaches on either side of the ball can, you know, we can scheme and we can draw up some great plays and stuff, but players have to make those plays. And you know, I tell my team this every week, and I mean it. Players win the game. It's not the coaches. My job is just to manage the game, but those players have to go out there and make plays.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one tonight. And, of course, you know, getting these Eagles ready and fed up, you've had some help with that. Who helped feed the boys this week?
Well, I don't know exactly who's going to feed us tonight. I hate to say that, but I've had a couple other things going on this week. But, you know, last week we had the Baptist Church fed us.
Yeah.
And the community really stands behind us, and like I said last week, we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for our community. They back us 100%, and we greatly appreciate it.
Well, and last night there was some junior high football at the Nest, and you know, as I drove by, I looked at the scoreboard, and it looked like it was in pretty good shape for the Eagles.
Yeah, our middle school is playing really well. Coach Hedden, Coach Orchard, Coach Rodriguez, they do a really good job with our middle school. And I think our A team is 3-0, and our B team is 2-1. There's a lot of really good young talent out there, really fun to watch. I mean, Liberty football's, we've got some good players coming up.
Yeah, well, and it's a lot of fun to watch. 3-0, and cracking the top 10 in the state rankings. Of course, there's a lot of football still yet to be played, but it's off to a great start, and tonight ought to be a true epic battle. And you're kind of right now, this is a stretch of the Liberty schedule that is pretty thick, isn't it?
It is. We're right into the heart of our schedule, and everyone knows that once you get into conference play, it's tough. You know, every week you're going to play a quality opponent.
Yeah.
And every week, if you don't play to a high standard, you get beat. So, you know, there are no breaks.
Oh yeah.
There are no breaks.
Well, I mean, all your opponents, you know, they know what you do well, and they're going to try and counter it, as vice versa. You know what they're going to do and what they do well, and you're going to try and stop it. And it just makes for some really hard-hitting, intense high school football.
Yeah, it makes for great Friday nights, for sure. But there's a lot of good players in the SCA this year, and a lot of good football. And like you said, there's a lot of football left.
Now, tomorrow, I'm sending some people up to Columbia, but your Liberty Eagles, they're going to get a little bit of a treat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, tomorrow we are going to load up at crack of dawn, and we're going to drive up to Columbia and watch the Mizzou Tigers play Abilene Christian. That was one thing that we had promised our team this summer whenever we were doing our fundraising stuff, and we were able to communicate with coaching staff at Mizzou, and I can't stress how good they are to our local coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri just does a great job, and So we're going to take our kids up and watch some SEC football.
Right on. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
That's right. And Abilene Christian will be the opponent. Last week, you know, Coach Drinkwitz and his Missouri Tigers, they didn't, it's so hard to put your finger on, you know, well, how could that be? How could that? Well, you know what? It's football. Not every game goes as planned, as you well know. You've been doing this a long time. But, I think Coach Drinkwitz does a really good job. Best recruiting class they've ever had. Burden is the deal, man. He's the real deal. My goodness. But sometimes having a player like that, it's hard to get them the ball, you know, because guess what? Your opponent knows how good he is too, right?
Absolutely. And that's one thing about college football. They all have really good players.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, it didn't click for him. But that's life in general.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always going to work out, but it's how you rebound, how you come back.
Adversity, you know, how you can overcome adversity is key to life, to sports, to business. And it's just great life lessons as well. Hey, Coach Kanagi, we appreciate you, my man. We'll see you tonight, and you can catch the game, all you folks out there on 96.9, the Fox. The pregame starts at 6 p.m. Coach, we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
Again,